Welcome back, folks, to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Andrew Fellows, and you're listening to Andromeda from now until 5 p.m. And yes, folks, I'm back in person, on the air, coming at you live, unlike these previous few weeks in which I was relegated to my room as a result of the heightened COVID risk around campus. But thanks to the lessening risk, we're back. And we're back with a theme today. As you just heard from those two short songs I just played, from the one and only Mr. John Aloysius Fahey, the monumental figure of American primitive folk guitar, with I'm Gonna Do All I Can for My Lord and Brenda's Blues. Some wonderful, wonderful, cute little compositions. But the real theme today is not just John Fahey. It's Fahey, but it's also his contemporaries, his influences, and his protégés. So the people that influenced him, and the people that he ended up influencing after his death. And so, of course, his music was generated from the blues of the 20s and 30s that came out of the South, which in turn originated from slaves. So, of course, in order to fully appreciate John Fahey, we must appreciate all of the majority black artists that came before him and paved the way for him. Most of these artists did include vocals in their performances, but John Fahey really branched out more in the instrumental direction, as you'll see later on. But we'll start with the influences. So this is Elizabeth Cotton, a major figure who we're lucky enough to hear thanks to the Smithsonian Folkways recordings that were made of her in, later in her life in the 50s and 60s. But she's been around since the, I believe, 1910s was when she started her career. So these pieces of music have long and deep roots in the American South. So with that, let's listen to the Wilson Rag from Elizabeth Cotton. Thank you.
country, 40 miles more. I'm going to the country where the cold, sleet, and snow. I'm going up the country where the cold, sleet, and snow. I'm telling how much further I may go. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pally down soft and low. Make me a pally on your floor.
Wasn't that just lovely? That was Mississippi John Hurt, the blues legend to whom many, many, many artists owe a great deal of gratitude. And the song was Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. Preceding that was Wilson Rag, the instrumental from, in my opinion, equally talented, Elizabeth Cotton. Two songs that had a great influence on Mr. Fahey, as we're about to find out, which really established the incorporation of guitar artistry into blues storytelling, something which had previously been more like folk tales and more like chants, but which was developing throughout the first half of the 20th century. And so, in reverence and in respect for John Fahey, in memoriam for John Hurt, rather, John Fahey composed the song Requiem for John Hurt on his second album, the Requia and Other Compositions from 1967. And it's a very fitting tribute because it incorporates a lot of the styles that Mississippi John Hurt was using. I think it's a very touching piece, even though it is instrumental, I think a lot of these pieces have a great deal of emotional value. So yes, let's hear Requiem for John Hurt from John Fahey. Thank you. Well, that was another three songs from John Fahey. Really getting into his original compositions now, his departure from the roots that inspired him. That was Impressions of Susan from his album Days Have Gone By, Volume 6 from 1967. He was very active in the year 1967. That's when he did a lot of his touring and a lot of his publicity and a lot of his interviews. And one of my favorite John Fahey quotes from the very small number of interviews that he actually did is, how can I be a folk artist? I'm from the suburbs. And what I think is amazing, he's incredibly humble. He was an incredibly humble person, and he recognized that a lot of his, what little success he had, was due both to his talent and also to the people who came before him, a lot of whom were kept from talent due to either their financial situation or because of the color of their skin. And because he did grow up in the suburbs, he had an advantage, but still ended up not getting a lot of commercial success during his life, at least. He's sort of had a resurgence of that after his death in many different ways, online and in sort of by word of mouth as well. Which I think is amazing as well, that he's finally getting his due for that. But now we must take a little break from the Fahey, a little break from the blues here, and turn to our PSA, which today is about mental health. Folks, I want you to ask yourself, what kind of a friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill-out-and-watch-TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. So make sure to take that message with you today. Remember the people in your life that maybe you need to check in on, that may be struggling or experiencing some hardship in this time. All right, well, let's get back to the music. As I said, 1967 and 1968 were the years that Fahey was really active in performing and playing live. He was a very subdued, a very quiet person, and so his presence really comes out in a very charming and endearing way in live recordings. He doesn't have a very big presence, but he can make people laugh with the way that he sort of says mundane things and the way he carries himself. It's very charming, and it definitely left a mark on the people small number of people that got to hear him while he was still alive. So this song that I'm about to play, it's a long one. It's a recording from his 1968 concert in Berkeley, California, which later became a live album he called The Great Santa Barbara Oil Slick, for reasons unknown. It is a 9-minute version of his song When the Springtime Comes Again, which is a song that went through many, many iterations before it finally became Mark 115 on his grandiose 1971 album, America. But this, I think, is the finest iteration because it really shows how much he shines in a live setting and how much I would love to be able to see him. But I suppose that this should suffice for that. So yes, this is When the Springtime Comes Again, 1968. This is John Fahey.
Ah, this is called When the Springtime Comes Again. Thank you.
Wow. That was John Fahey once again with When the Springtime Comes Again, the 9-minute live version from 1968. Amazing, amazing song. Amazing rendition of that song as well. But now we must move on, not to John Fahey, but to some of the people who either worked alongside him as contemporaries or the people that he ended up influencing later on. And one of these folks goes by the name of Robbie Basho, and he changed his name to Basho as a tribute to some of the Hindu musicians and musicians from the Indian subcontinent who have made some of the great ragas, which he incorporated a lot into his style, even more than John Fahey did. John Fahey did a little bit of that, but Robbie Basho really combined the influence of the sitar and the tabla and a lot of other instruments into his work. And we're about to listen to one called Venus in Cancer from 1969. So not too long after John Fahey's peak of fame. So sort of a contemporary rather than a protege, but an amazing work nonetheless. Another 9-minute song, in fact, from the album Venus in Cancer. This is the title track. Robbie Basho. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. That was the great Jack Rose with Kensington Blues. Jack Rose was evidently someone who was extremely influenced by John Fahey and a Fahey-esque style of guitar. But he was a rising star in the early 2000s until he tragically died of a heart attack at the age of 37. And he's a Philadelphia native as well. Kensington Blues, of course, written about his home neighborhood in Philly. And before that was Venus in Cancer by Robbie Basho, another contemporary of John Fahey. As we are about to wrap this show up, I just want to remind everyone that this show will continue every week. It's a weekly show, and hopefully it will remain in person. I will be here live every week. Hopefully that will continue. But right now, to close out our Fahey-esque segment for today, just as John Fahey paid his respects to his influence, to Mississippi John Hurt with the song Requiem for John Hurt, one Gwennifer Raymond paid respects to John Fahey himself after his death in 2001. This is a song called Requiem for John Fahey. All right, good afternoon, good night, everyone. This is Andrew Fellows. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'll see you and catch you all next week. This is Requiem for John Fahey.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.